Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, the 4th of November, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the day of and the day before three golf tournaments that have terrific meaning on the PGA Tour, the World Golf Championship, and the Champions Tour. We will have a strategy for your game, and I'll start out the show by, I guess I'll pat myself a little bit on the back. I did pick Justin Thomas as one of my three picks to win the CIMB Classic last week in Kuala Lumpur, and he did it in style, 26 under par. They were going low. It was very benign conditions on a wide open golf course that allowed guys a lot of opportunities. They also had lift, clean, and place. And that, there's almost no, you can't get a bad lie. Lift, clean, and place allows you to play the game. It's sort of, as we call it, almost like cheating at golf. However, it was wet. And when the conditions are damp, the tournament officials know that it's really unfair the other way. So it makes it fair for everybody. And Justin Thomas, who had knocked on the door four or five times, got his composure together and won a golf tournament. So mighty congratulations to him. Also congratulations to UCLA grad Duffy Waldorf, who in Southern California at the Toshiba Classic wins again on the Champions Tour. And Duffy, the thing about Duffy is he's certainly long enough. His short game has been his downfall, if you want to call it a downfall. He was terrific around the greens, rolled a lot of putts in, obviously, to win. So congratulations to Duffy Waldorf, who wins again on the Champions Tour. Now, the Champions Tour Schwab Cup Championship at the Cochise course in Desert Mountain in the Phoenix, Arizona area, Scottsdale, is starting tomorrow. It's a four-round, 30 players get in. It's the final event for the Schwab Cup $1 million bonus. Only three men have a chance to win it. They are, in descending order, Colin Montgomery, Jeff Maggart, and Bernard Langer. Any three of them win the tournament, they will be the winner of the Schwab Cup. So it's only 30 men. We have 15 twosomes going off tomorrow. I will have my picks in that event. I will have my picks for you in the Shenzhen International Golf Club World Golf Championships HSBC Champions. That's a World Golf Championship. And then the Sanderson Farms will also be contested this week in Mississippi, as it is every year, and it's an opposite field event. A lot of guys who are not eligible, frankly, for the PGA Tour with PGA Tour cards are in this event due to the fact that they've either won a tournament on the PGA Tour or two, or have qualified by a career money, many different ways of getting in. So that's an interesting event as well, because it carries with it a lot of PGA Tour FedEx Cup points. Very important week for a lot of guys who can make some hay on the PGA Tour. That's a 132-man field as we're starting to run out of sunlight, so the fields are cut, and that hurts. Normally we'd have 144, but you can't get those extra tee times in. There's just not enough time in the day. Okay, we'll do all of that. Now I want to talk to you about my strategy for today. And my strategy for today is to think athletically. recreational golfers call themselves recreational golfers, and we've talked before on One Thought Golf here on Blog Talk Radio. I don't like the word recreational golfer. That's somebody who plays, takes his kids to the park on Sunday afternoon and pushes them on the swing, and it's a recreational activity. Golf is an athletic event, and you must treat it as an athlete. And I don't mean, again, as we've talked before, I do not mean that you need to run a four-minute mile or throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. But athletes are prepared. They have a game plan. They have a system. And they have a process. And that is what One Thought Golf is all about. And when you think athletically, you have a very short memory on your bad things that happen to you, and a very short memory even on the good things that happened to you, because you need to re-earn that every single time. So when you have a bad shot, and we know it's inevitable, we will always have bad shots every single round of golf. You will have a bad shot, and probably many of them. I want you to be a little bit edgy about it. In other words, you're not happy that you had the bad shot, and it's okay to let out a little emotion at that instant. But as soon as you let that emotion out, you must regroup and reprogram yourself to success. And to do that, you forget what just happened very rapidly. And so the whole process is, yes, you hit the bad shot. Yes, you're emotional and you are really mad about that bad shot, and that's a good thing to be angry. But real quick, the anger is over, and you get over it very, very quickly. But for the next shot, it is in the past, because you're never going to figure it out. We are not good enough to figure out why we hit a bad shot. We never will be. There is no formula on earth to help you figure out why you hit a bad shot every single time you hit a bad shot. You will know once in a while, because you're going to get better and better at this all the time. But the most important thing, put it in the past fast and get on to the next shot. Athletes are ready to do that. The pitcher that gives up the home run, he has forgotten that home run before the guy even gets past home plate. It's over with. He may be perturbed at himself, and he probably is, and as I said, that's a good emotion, but get rid of it fast, and then you're on your way to playing your best golf. Okay, now let's talk in depth about these three events that I'm pretty excited about. We've got the HSBC World Golf Championship. 78 players go to the tee box tomorrow. Only 7 major champions, believe it or not. A lot of guys don't play in these events for many, many reasons. I like Ian Poulter. He has played well there before. He's going to be with Byung Hung Yan and Hunter Mahan. That's a good group. Hunter plays very well overseas. Charles Schwartzel with Emilio Grillo, who won earlier this fall in the Fries, with Robert Streb. That's also a very good group. Shane Lowry with Louis Oosthuizen, and Adam Scott, who played so well last week, did not win but played very good golf. Here's an interesting group. Martin Kaymer, Brandon Grace, and Paul Casey. Grace and Casey have played very well recently in the last 6 months. Martin Kaymer has not. So we'll see. Martin Kaymer needs to step it up in the near future if he can. Jordan Spieth is playing with Bubba Watson and Henrik Stenson. I don't know if there's much more we need to say about that trio. They are all in the top 5 world-class golfers. And Ricky Fowler with Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson. Now, Rory has suffered from some food poisoning, unfortunately, so we'll see how he progresses as the week goes along. He's hoping that he wakes up, and which would be today for the tournament, wakes up feeling a little bit better about his health. But we'll see about that. I would not take somebody who's had a stomach poisoning in a 78-man field because you've really got to go right away. Now, for the Schwab Cup, 30 men, the Cochise course, Desert Mountain Club. The last qualifier was Stephen Ames last week. He just beat out Rod Spittle. Rod will have a card for next year. All these men have, of course, secured their cards for next year. I don't even know where to begin. They're all terrific. Mark O'Meara is going to be playing with Duffy Waldorf, who won last week. That's a cute group. Tom Lehman, who lives nearby and has played this Cochise course probably more than anyone in the field, is playing alongside Lee Jansen. By the way, Lee Jansen is playing some terrific golf. Esteban Toledo won a couple of weeks ago. Joe Durant's playing good golf. But I don't think we can even mention this event without Langer being at the top of the list. Bernhard Langer is, he didn't play in a couple of tournaments because he was over in Germany, so he lost a chance to gain some additional Schwab Cup points. He still is in third. He is in great position, meaning if he wins the event, he will win the cup. Monty's ahead of him, and so is Jeff Maguire, who has been staggering a little bit with that calf injury, unfortunately, to his right calf that he hurt getting out of a car. I guess when, you know, we hit 50 and 60, things happen, and he didn't recover 100%, but he is playing, you know, hurt a little bit, but that's what you play. You play hurt and a little bit injured, but you don't play in unbelievable pain. So he should be okay to complete the event, but it wouldn't be, he wouldn't be one of my top choices. Okay, that's a little preview of that, because I will, as you know, I always pick the events. 132 men will go to the tee box at the Sanderson Farms, and it's the Country Club of Jackson in Mississippi. This is probably going to be the weakest field of all the fields on the PGA Tour this year. I say that, you know, prophetically, meaning you never know. They're all great players. This is not a great field. 132 men only, and I say only, three major champions are in the event. And so I would say, realistically speaking, it's an event that isn't going to be, you know, that well read, if you will, around the PGA Tour. Okay, so let me go to my picks, if you will, and we're going to take a look. I like David Frost, Tom Lehman, and Langer. Frost, Lehman, and Langer. I like Streelman, Schneider Jans, and Graham Dillette. And I like, in the World Golf Championship, Adam Scott, Anna Mary Lahiri, and Brandon Grace. So those are my picks for the tournaments this week. Enjoy them all. It's the PGA Tour. It is the PGA Champions Tour. It is a World Golf Championship. So that is my show. If you have any comments, please let me know. My email is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeis, as in Sam, mar.com. So until next week, One Thought Golf. This is Bob Geismar on Blog Talk Radio saying so long for now.